Hey, sincere good morning, noon or night, wherever in this world you am. You can trust what I'm saying's completely honest, 'cause it's coming from an earnest man. Hello, folks. Lately, I've been thinking. Well, actually, I tend to think a lot. But I suppose in this case, you could say, I've been thinking the unthinkable. What if America decided to rejoin the crown? Yes, that's right. You heard me right. If the American governance decided to become subjects of the British crown once again. And no, I'm not kidding. Now, once you're able to pick yourself up off the floor from laughing so hard, just consider for a moment just how much that would change the economic and geopolitical situation. I believe for the better, for the entire world. If America were truly unified with Canada, flying the Union Jack. Now, in case you don't know this, that's a hell of a lot of planetary real estate, my friend. A hell of a lot of potential political economic clout, especially if America would no longer have to be dealing with all those silly border control laws and regulation issues with Canada. And I can think of another positive aspect of this reunification right off the top of my head. Having the greatest naval and air force in the world, bar none. And if you haven't completely stopped laughing just yet, well, just listen to what I'm about to tell you. If you want to know the truth about the state and role of the military in the world, here is an admittedly grossly oversimplified, yet ultimately accurate assessment of what currently really matters as far as resource security and allocation is concerned. Maintaining massive armies is obsolete and irrelevant. I'm not saying armies are totally irrelevant. What I'm saying is we're simply no longer going to have any D-Day style invasions on the shores of Normandy or anywhere else for that matter. The two primary military forces that really matter right now and going forward are the Navy and the Air Force. And whoever has dominance in those two fields simultaneously, at least in military terms, is going to run the planet. And that is exactly what would happen if America decided to become subjects of the crown, or the United Kingdom, if you will. Just think of that for a moment, okay? I believe a person saying they are part of a United Kingdom sounds much better than the United States, which almost sounds as though a person is proudly stating that they are a member of an autonomous hillbilly collective. You see, with the various wars that America has been involved with, if not downright created in the last 40 years, we've pretty much gotten by and accomplished what we did through the use of coalition forces. Does anyone out there remember that term? Many of our most current presidents love to kick it around. You know, both the Bush presidents used it all the time. Obama used it a lot. Coalition forces. And with our coalition forces. But coalition forces have geopolitical limitations, and perhaps most importantly, obligations built in. And that is the problem America currently finds itself in. As much as I would like to, I don't have the time in this episode to dive any deeper into what would amount to be a geopolitical one-night stand. But I can give you an admittedly oversimplified version of what is currently going on. Listen carefully. If a country, let's use America as an example, which we will hence refer to as Country A. So if Country A wants to invade Country B, and to do that, they enlist the help of their coalition partners, Country C and Country D. And then after the invasion and conquest by Country A of Country B, if Countries C and D are not properly compensated for their participation, something that has, by the way, happened very often when the United States has decided it wants to invade a country, the coalition partners will remember how they got screwed out of their share of the loot. You know, oil, gas, whatever the loot may be. And most likely will not be so eager to help Country A again. So when Country A inevitably requests Countries C and D's assistance yet again, and Countries C and D refuse, it makes Country A very unhappy with Countries C and D, otherwise known as its coalition partners, which in turn causes problems with those coalition partners, which is exactly what's been happening with America for the last 30 years. So this is why the smart play for the U.S. government would be to start the process of declaring allegiance and becoming subjects of the British Crown. And actually, that's relatively easy. Any intelligent politician would understand that. And it's not that they're being unpatriotic, quite the contrary. They understand that it's one of the most beneficial things this nation could ever commit to. But trying to convince the American public of this is a horse of an entirely different color. But before this, the politicians even begin to try to take credit from my proposal, allow me to give you a few more thoughts about this. If I were going to give an example of just one thing that I know would, relatively speaking, be taken care of very quickly with a British government, it would be the plague of homelessness across America. And I'm going to tell you why. When you look at the history of Britain and the British, there's one thing that becomes abundantly clear. They are very good at introducing and maintaining, if allowed to govern without interference, civilization. As a matter of historical fact, I believe it could be easily argued without a doubt that Britain has done more to civilize the entire world than any other group of people in recorded history. Now you'll notice I didn't say anything about democracy. Because one of the very valuable lessons that the Brits learned from the occupation of the Romans is the importance of a civil society. And simply put, you don't try to introduce democracy to a chaotic and uncivilized society. The society must be made civil first. And America, unfortunately, has become very uncivilized. The British, on an intuitive level alone, know the truth that it is self-evidently hideous, grotesque, and certainly a public health hazard that a nation which is obsessed with celebrity and wealth, along with its military might, allows its own citizens to live in misery and squalor on the streets, something no decent and civilized society does. And the British, understanding this, would make such a sad human spectacle an absolute priority to get rid of. I'm not saying the British don't have homeless. I'm saying it's different. First of all, relatively speaking, they have a very small percentage of homeless compared to the U.S. And secondly, you'll find that the reasons for the homeless in Britain, it's quite often very different than that in the U.S. But that's for another episode if you would like to hear me talk about that. So, tell me what you think. Do you think it would be great fun to raise the Union Jack on your house or lawn? Or do you think something else? Give me a holler and let me know. I would just like to say this, though. There is one benefit that would be undeniable. It would certainly take some time, but I do believe we could get rid of ghetto speak and learn to speak proper English. That alone will be quite a step towards becoming more civilized. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest Mann, wishing you peace and good things.